Praise God. In Acts chapter 3, it says this. You just have to listen. I'm only going to take a few minutes, and then we're going to pray. Amen. In Acts chapter 3, it says, now, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour, which is about 3 o'clock. And Peter and John, if you don't know, were these two men that had followed Jesus, and we consider them the disciples of Jesus, his apostles, these two men that are now a witness of who Jesus Christ is. And at this point in their lives, Jesus had died on a cross, and he rose again on the third day, and then he ascended up to heaven. And so now these three guys were traveling and sharing just their own testimony, just like you heard. And so these two guys, Peter and John, were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And there was a man lame from birth, was being carried, whom they would lay daily at the gate of the temple that is called the Beautiful Gate. And he'd ask alms of those entering the temple. It's interesting. Here's this guy. He was lame since birth, and his whole life they would carry him to the front of this gate. And really what that symbolizes is you and I, who are actually born sinners, born complete failures and an absolute mess, and in need of a savior and in need of help. And his whole life he needed help. And so, because you imagine lame your whole life, and then there's this set pattern in life that you live by every day. For years, years after years after years, someone just like clockwork just picks you up, just carries you to the front of the gate, and just leaves you there at this gate. And so scripture goes on to say that seeing Peter and John, when the lame man saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked to receive alms. And alms meaning just can you give me a little bit of money, or can you give me just a little food to eat? And he would ask them this. And he sees Peter and John. He asks. And then verse 4, it says, and Peter directed his gaze at him, and so did John. And they said, look at us. And he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them. But then Peter said, I have no silver and gold, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. This is amazing. And so then Peter and he took him by the right hand and raised him up. And immediately his feet and ankles were made strong. And leaping up, he stood and began to walk and entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. And listen, in verse 9, all the people that saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the one who sat at the beautiful gate of the temple. It would be the last time he'd sit at the gate asking for alms. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at just what happened to him. My message is just simply this. It's titled, Walk, Leap, and Praise. Because that's what we all get to do going out of here tonight. Walk, leap, and praise. But you have to receive Jesus Christ in order to have that victory walk, and that victory leap, and that victory praise. You and I have to recognize our sin for what it is. We have to come to this place where we acknowledge that we have failed and we are in need of a savior. This lame man lived his life doing the same thing over and over again. Matter of fact, what he did, he needed someone to help him do it. He had to be carried to the beautiful gate every day. There he was placed right at the gate, asking someone, anyone, for help. And they carried him day after day. But when people carry you, they can only carry you but so far. Some of us have lived our lives hoping that someone would just carry you at least from one spot to the next. And you've become dependent on someone or maybe something helping you for each day just to make it one step of the way. And then we hope and we beg and we ask for things that are only temporary and they only satisfy just for a little while. And as I looked at this story, it symbolizes so much of who we are outside of Jesus Christ, knowing his power, knowing who he is as a savior who came and died for our sins and went to a cross. And when he went to that cross and they nailed him to that cross, he took our place. He became the substitute for our mess. And he defeated sin and he defeated death right there on the cross. And when he defeated sin and when he defeated death, he offers us resurrection life. You see, Jesus rose again from the grave on the third day, and you and I are able to rise up in Christ Jesus, receive him as Lord and Savior, and he's able to heal and restore and set you free and give you a power, his power, life-giving power, power that comes and dwells inside of us that causes us to walk and to leap and to praise his name, because only he can do it. Only he can do it. So I go back to this lame man who's just always in need of somebody helping him just get to the beautiful gate, is what they called it. The beautiful gate. It's been known that in the studies of understanding this gate, that it was about over 60 feet wide and over 30 feet high. Oh, so beautiful. Such a beautiful gate. Made of extraordinary brass. But that's really not what's beautiful. What's beautiful is a relationship with Jesus Christ. What's beautiful is beyond the gate. And so many people are just like this lame man. I begin to ask myself, why didn't he go a little further? Why was he only brought just to the gate, but he was never allowed to go inside? Maybe because he was considered not worth it. Maybe he was just considered dirty. Maybe he was just considered a beggar. Someone that was just always asking for a handout. Someone that will just never be able to get but so far in life. Someone who everyone considered as just someone who always gets a handout from time to time. His life is ordinary. He's got a set pattern. We help him out, but we don't think much of him. And he's definitely not worth going beyond the gate. And so here they are, going back and forth, just getting him to this one spot. And I'm wondering right now if there's anybody here tonight that is tired of just getting to point A to point B, back to point A and to point B. But if you would just receive Jesus Christ, it is an everlasting journey of life and hope and promise and miracles and breakthrough. And if you receive Jesus Christ, he'll change the pattern of your life. You see, it's only in Jesus Christ that you can know true freedom and real life. It's only in Jesus Christ that you can experience an extraordinary life. The people around you can only help you but so far. The career that you're chasing after can only help you but so far. The relationship that you're in can only satisfy you but for so long. The drugs that you take are destroying your life. And that very short high calls for you to search for another high each and every day as your soul remains empty. It doesn't matter to me how much money you got in your bank account. it will still only get you to the front of the gate. Jesus said, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? And there was a lame man that kept showing up to the gate, but never going into the temple. Showing up to the gate. How many people do we have still today that get to the front of the gate, but never go all the way in to experience the promise of Jesus Christ? And thank God for this story of Peter and John that said, we're not giving you no money. Matter of fact, we don't have any money to give you. Because the money's only going to get you, but so far. And obviously, you keep coming back to the same spot. Would you like to go beyond the gate? Because what's beyond the gate is an opportunity for you and I to have a personal, real relationship with Jesus Christ. And tonight, no one needs to sit on the outskirts. No one needs to feel as if I'm just too much of a mess to go all the way in with Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ says, come just as you are. You come just as you are. The gate is swung wide open. Peter and John. But what we do have, we're going to give it to you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Because there's power in the name of Jesus. It's power that is offered to you and I. It's power that fills our heart, fills our mind. It's power that brings completion to our soul. It's the power of Jesus Christ, the power that defeated sin and death. The power of Jesus that causes his church to stay alive day after day, week after week, year after year. 30 years we're celebrating in October, and it's because the power of Jesus is real. It's power. It's not just a story. It's not just a book. There's power in this book. There's power in these words. There's power in the cross of Jesus Christ. It's the power to save. It's the power to set you free. It's the power to give you life tonight. It's the power to cause you to walk, to leap, and to praise God. It's the power to pick you up out of this boring position at the gate that's got nothing going on for you. Not only is it words of life, but it's the action too that is important in this moment to understand. Hallelujah. So they say, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. And their actions here, the next action that they take represents the finished work of Jesus Christ. Because God, in his love and mercy, will pull you up out of the mess you've been in your entire life. It is the aggression of God to not relent. It is the grace of God that calls us to reach out and grab the right hand of the lame man and say, while you're still trying to ponder this thing, while you're still trying to figure out, while you might have some hesitation, get up and walk. I love Peter and John in this moment. And church, this is what you and I are called to do. To just reach for our brothers and sisters. Just get a hold of their hand. Get a hold of their arm. Get their attention. I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to tell it to you. But I'm going to push you forward in this message too. Get up and walk. And immediately. Right away. Immediately. His feet were working again. His ankles were strong. He's never walked a day in his life. He's been dependent on people his entire life. And suddenly, God shows up and say, now you're going to be dependent on me. And when you're dependent on me, it's going to be a miracle in your life. It's going to be my promise. It's going to be my power dwelling inside of you. Everyone is invited to be a dependent on God. Your dependency on man has left you sitting in front of the gate. Tonight, go beyond the gate. And scripture says he leaped up. I don't know what that looks like, but I can imagine that it was this supernatural moment where a man who has done nothing his whole life but sit at the gate. For some of you here that may have felt like your whole life you've done nothing, tonight it's time to leap. It's time to leap. Not in your own strength, but the power of Jesus. If you call on the name of Jesus, if you call on the name of Jesus, he's going to give you his power. He's going to fill your heart. He's going to change you. Oh, man, if you only knew, all I've done is just sit around and complain and done nothing. I've asked people for help all the time. No, you're asking the wrong person. Ask Jesus to be your savior tonight. Ask Jesus to be your healer tonight. Ask Jesus to be your redeemer tonight. Ask him. Ask him in faith, whatever's going on in your life right now, and you are going to leap up. I used to have a pretty good vertical, but I can't get up as much. But in my heart and in my mind, I still feel like I'm getting 40 inches off the ground because of Jesus Christ. So bear with me. But maybe the lame man, maybe he got 40 inches that day. I don't know. That's that dunking level, that just slam dunk level. And scripture says he leaped up. Whoa, in the name. My feet. And for the first time, he goes in to the house of God. He goes in to the temple. Unashamed, he goes in because Jesus Christ is unashamed of you. God is unashamed. Let me tell you, he will not shy away from reaching down and picking you up. And scripture says that he went leaping into the temple. He probably broke all protocol by walking and leaping and shouting all at the same time. Could you see that? Can you see it? Don't make me have to keep leaping up and down this stage. I just want to make sure that the picture is clear, the freedom that you have in Jesus Christ to do what you are not able to do in your own strength, the excitement of Jesus Christ. And all of this because of God's love and his grace and mercy for you. Scripture says he went in there leaping and shouting and praising God because he knew who touched him. It wasn't just two ordinary men. It was the power of Jesus Christ that touched his body. That touched his body. Now, will you stand up with me? Now, listen to me. It's time to walk, leap, and praise God. Somebody in here, you crawled in today. The struggle has been so real that you crawled in. You barely made it in here. You're walking out tonight. You know what I'm talking about. On your job, in your home, you just feel like you're crawling, like you can barely make it. No hope, no joy. I just keep going from this position to this position. And tonight I want you to look up and recognize that the gates are open and you're invited to go in. And God's gonna do a miracle. Right now, you are going to leap. No more hiding. You're going to leap. You're going to be in plain sight of everybody. And you're going to leap. Because sin has to loose its grasp on you. When you believe in faith that Jesus died for all of your sins, sin cannot hold you bound no more. Because Jesus died on a cross 2,000 years ago. And he bore our sins so that you and I might be able to leap today. And then you're going to praise God. Because you're going to know without a shadow of a doubt that it's all about Jesus Christ who has rescued you. So now wherever you are, we're going to worship. And I need some people to walk down this aisle, leap if you feel the presence of Jesus Christ, and just start praising, because we're going to pray. No more. No more on the outskirts. You get out of your seat right now and you come up here. We want to pray with you right now. From the balcony to the main floor. No more crawling. No more hiding. Wherever you are right now, you get down here right now. We're going to pray and you're going to give God the glory. It's time to walk. It's time to leap. It's time to praise. No more on the outskirts. Keep coming. Wherever you are. Oh, no, 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 I can't. I don't want to do that. Everybody's watching. Everybody's watching. No. Scripture says that everybody who saw the lame man come into the house of God was amazed. Tonight, those that are here that know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we're going to leap and praise God with you. We're going to leap and we're going to praise God with you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, you draw your people. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to walk, we're going to leap, we're going to praise the name of Jesus. Because of the freedom that we have in you, Jesus. So while we worship, you make your way down. Hallelujah. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for the freedom that you are going to know right now as you continue to go forward. I want to pray with you for every person that's come forward. But first, I want you to pray this prayer with me as we stand with you as a church. And we're going to pray the prayer with you too. And if you believe this prayer in faith, if you believe this prayer in faith, you are a new person in Christ Jesus who fills your heart with such a joy, such a peace. It's the unexplainable peace that we were singing about earlier. And that peace belongs to you. It's such a sweet freedom in Christ Jesus. Pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I believe. I believe you gave me your Son, Jesus Christ, to be my Savior. Forgive me of my sins and the mess that I've made. I look to you now. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for me. And you rose again on the third day. Make me a new person. Take me on a new journey. I don't want to crawl anymore. I want to walk. I want to leap. And I'm going to praise you for the life you now give me. I'm free. Heal my heart. Change me. Live inside of me. And be my God. In your name I pray. Amen.